Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, and I've got some breaking news, Kosciuszko County. There's a local insurance agency that's had some big, huge changes. Oh my gosh, it's been around for a long time, but now it's totally woman-owned, and there's been a management change. Tell us all about it.
Thanks for having us, Scott. Gina Cesaretti here with Jess Schilling. And we are so excited to just share some of the new changes in our insurance agency. So I thought we could just share with the community some of the insider information. We can't share all the details yet, but we can give you a little taste of what's to come.
All right, give us some inside scoop.
Okay, so the first inside scoop that's external that probably, you know, if you drive down Center Street, you can notice we are doing a major renovation to our Center Street office.
Nice.
We want to create a more dynamic insurance experience for the client, a more consultative approach where we can really spend more time with them, enjoy our space, and also tidy up the building, make it a little bit more glamorous.
That's right. Now, you've had a change of ownership, right?
Yes. I purchased the remaining shares, and now I'm sole owner of the agency.
So Gina Cesaretti is total owner of what used to be Clever Insurance. Is that right?
Yes. Yes. And our second tidbit of information is we are going to be doing some rebranding with our name.
Ooh.
You know, we feel like we are trailblazers in the industry. We are woman pioneers. And there is so much to be said about the insurance industry and transformation. It's happening in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
And it's happening with carriers and companies, but we feel like our community is ready for some of these changes that we're about to make. And we are just so excited to roll them out in the near future.
When does all this happen?
In the next couple of weeks.
Tell us a bit about, like, you're going to rebranding. Do you have a different focus, or what's going to be your main concerns with the new business?
Well, you know, creativity is thinking of new ideas. Innovation is actually doing them. And again, the insurance industry is naturally an industry that is boring and not fun and not captivating.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to be extraordinary. So to do that, we have to be extra. We cannot be ordinary. And part of that means making some major changes in how we handle our business
mm-hmm.
operations, our workflows, how we deal with our clients. And our team is willing to risk going too far to see how far we can go. Because again, we are trailblazers
mm-hmm.
and
sure.
our community is ready for that. We live in the innovation capital of the world. It's been done with orthopedics. It's been done with agriculture. Our education system has that. We're ready to do that with insurance, and we're going to take the ball and run with it. And Jess here has been a huge part of that. Jody, Abby, our team, we're all just embracing this, and there's nothing stopping us now. We are dangerously optimistic to be these women pioneers in the industry.
That's awesome. I can't wait to see what else is coming. So maybe we could do an episode of BizBuzz maybe next weekend to get a little bit more information. What do you think, Jess?
That sounds great. I love it. You know, and I'll just reiterate what Gina said. Our passion remains the same. It is still people, passion, and purpose. We're just going to focus on how those three things may look a little bit different. One of them is a change that we're going to do. We're going to go to an appointment-only experience, and that is for the community. That is for our clients to give them that one-on-one dedicated time that they deserve, and that we can, you know, focus on them solely. Our people is our internal staff. You know, we're going to focus on their education and, you know, offering them abilities to earn designations and awards and really spotlight, you know, their passion, which
mm-hmm.
is the insurance industry.
Mm-hmm.
So we are very excited for it. We're looking forward to the changes.
Oh man, I can't wait. So tune in next week. Weekend, we'll have another BizBuzz, and hopefully we can get a little bit more information from Gina and Jess. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. Is there anything else you'd like to say at this time?
I want to thank our team and also the community because there's been an incredible amount of support. You know, change can be scary. It can be overwhelming. However, it takes just as much effort to be overwhelmed or anxious about something as it does to get excited and empowered.
Mm-hmm.
And we all make a living here in this community, and it no longer becomes a career when it becomes a calling. And so that's why we're all really pouring our gifts and talents into this, because it has became more than a career and a job.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to create that ripple effect to our clients,
mm-hmm.
to the community. Because again, You can make the impossible possible when you have the right people around you.
Thank you so much, and look for big changes coming on Center Street. Thank you. Hi, this is Scott Wiley from the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, and I'm here in Leesburg at Owens Fresh Meat Market with Christy and Mark. Welcome, guys.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Now, you guys have an amazing event next weekend, September 14th. Tell us all about it. It sounds like a great time.
So we are doing a car show that is basically to help in food insecurity of Kosciuszko County. Mm-hmm. So all the donations that come in from the car show will actually go directly to Kosciuszko County to help people in need.
Oh, that's fantastic.
This is going to be our first year doing this. But at the same time, we're going to have a barbecue cook-off. Big Bear barbecue guys are coming in, and they're going to have a cook-off.
Oh, awesome.
I think there's between 6 and 8 guys, and they've actually allowed me to get the mystery meat for them, so they will Ooh. Not know what it is until the day they get here.
Oh, this is a true cook-off, yes.
It's going to be a battle for about $1,500 is what they're going for.
Uh-huh.
By 2 o'clock, they have to have all their stuff done and in with people judging what they did as they did it. And in the meantime, we'll have a bounce house here. We'll have all the cars here. I believe we're going to have a fellow coming and doing some acoustic singing for us.
We're
going to have barbecue for sale here, and all sorts of items throughout the store to taste, from your candies to your danishes to your sauces to pretty much if you want to learn what we're about, this is the day to be here.
I'm in.
Yeah, you know, we're going to actually need everybody's help too. So we're going to have, for the car show, uh-huh, we're going to let them pick the oldest vehicle, the crowd favorite, and the most unique car
that'll be
here. So it's not just for cars. It can be bikes. It can be tractors. Whatever you're proud of, because yeah, Kosciuszko has that uniqueness to them where people like the things that they do.
Oh, sure.
And this is the opportunity to do it.
What time does all this start?
This starts at 9 in the morning and runs till 3. Store will be open at 8 and we'll run till 6.
Okay. It'll
be normal hours.
Now, do people have to pre-register for the car show, or is it more of a cruise-in?
It's more of a cruise-in, and we just ask for a small donation to whatever, you know, for Kosciuszko.
Yeah.
No particular number on as far as that goes.
Okay.
So it's just kind of one of those things. As everybody's probably seen, I've been bringing in piles of pumpkins and gourds and mums and all the fall stuff. This is my favorite season.
Oh, me too, by far.
So I hope it's nice and cool and we get to enjoy the weather. And we're actually going to put up two fire pits and be able to cook some marshmallows and stuff.
Oh,
and
wow,
really enjoy that fall experience. I love the fall.
That sounds awesome. Now, you were mentioning, too, you may have a hot brat contest.
We got this hot sauce, and I'm going to tell you now, I tasted it, and it took me 2 seconds to spit it out. It is so hot that we're going to do a contest, and we'll take 12 people and see if they can eat 3 of these brats all the way through.
Uh-huh.
And when I say they're hot, oh, my Lord. It lasted for 10 minutes. It took me a milkshake to get rid of it, and I still had the taste in my mouth.
Oh, I've got so many friends that brag about how they cannot get things hot enough. So I'll make sure I invite them.
This is so hot, it's called stupid.
I love it. That's great. Now, for people that haven't been up here at Owens Fresh Meat Market yet, tell us a little about your business, about your kind of what type of things you carry. Now, you mentioned it's more of an experience than it is just a store. Tell us about it, Mark.
Yeah, so one of the things that I really wanted to bring back is I wanted people to be able to talk to other people.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to be able to share experiences. So when you come to our meat counter, not only do you get to talk to the guys on the behind the counter who are actually hand packing your stuff and mm-hmm. packing everything out fresh.
Oh, wow.
But a lot of our customers that are currently here get involved and share recipes and tell people that's really good, or that wasn't my favorite, but this one was my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
So you get the ability to have that experience of people trying different things or knowing mm-hmm. what the store is about. We carry a lot of uniqueness to Indiana.
Oh, you sure do.
That is one of our biggest things, is try to keep everything within 150 miles of us bringing mm-hmm. it in,
mm-hmm.
from our pies to our cookies to our meats to, you know, just the different things that we carry, but giving it a really uniqueness. And, you know, at super fair prices, you mm-hmm. know, that's one of the things that I've been really conscious about, is making sure that I put a product in here that people are happy about mm-hmm. and the price is super fair.
Mm-hmm.
And as we continue to grow and we're able to process our own animals here,
mm-hmm.
it'll give us opportunity to share more local Indiana born.
Oh, yeah.
Our meat counter turns every roughly every couple hours on a Friday and Saturday. Mm-hmm. Even during the week, our meat counter turns at least once. So what I mean when I say that is meat is constantly coming mm-hmm. in fresh. Mm-hmm. Stuff doesn't normally sit here. Mm-hmm. The way we bring in all of our products, most of the time everything leaves out of here fresh. Very little leaves out of here mm-hmm. frozen.
Wow.
So you're getting the fresh meat.
Right. Another thing too is people, I don't know why people think Leesburg is so far away from like maybe Warsaw or Syracuse, but crying out loud, you're on the south side of Leesburg here in the, what used to be the old John Deere building. Take the trip. It's only a few miles north of town of Warsaw and check out what they've got. It's awesome.
Yeah, the cool part about where we are up here is we're close to Maple Leaf Duck.
Yep.
We're close to Stubbies.
Yes.
We've got some other businesses that are really close to us. So take some time and get to know what's really just north of you that has a great experience, whether you take the long way around and drive around the lakes or mm-hmm. you take the short trip right up 15 right to us.
Right. Right.
So, I mean, there's a lot of opportunities to see some different things that we carry that isn't downtown.
Right.
And come up and check out Elmer. I just got Elmer.
Elmer. Tell us about Elmer.
Elmer is my metal pig that sits in my window. We were at the Blueberry Festival, and I had to have him.
So, oh, he's brand new then.
Oh, he's brand new. I had to have Elmer.
You should have seen me carrying him to the Blueberry Festival. Yep. Oh, I wanted that. Yep, I'll come
you
see it.
Carried a metal. It's big.
It's a big pig.
It's got to be heavy.
Yes. You get to learn a lot about us. You know, my wife's here. My kids are here. You'll see them popping it out. I have one son who's actually going off to butcher school to be really involved. So this is a family here. It's not just a business. It's
right.
We have several people that work for us where the husband and wife work together in our store.
Right.
So it's very family and that oriented.
And you're not a small store. People are listening if you haven't been here. It's not like just a few hundred square feet. It's big.
Yeah, we've got a lot of stuff here from like one of the girls that works for us. She makes these signs that say welcome, and she really loves that rustic look. So she makes all the signs.
Yeah.
We have another person in the store likes to bake, so a lot of the baking's done by them.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of pieces here that come with passion behind it.
Right,
it's
right.
Not just a job.
Right. So you don't have to run all the way to Shipshewana to find stuff like that. You can come right here.
Correct.
A couple, few miles north of Warsaw.
You can check out all of our own spices. Mm-hmm. The Owens label. We have our own cinnamon rolls. We've got our own pies.
Ooh.
Pickles, salsas.
Pickles and peaches. Pickles and salsas and jellies. And
yeah.
You name it. We've probably got it. A lot of people that come here go, oh, I've been looking this for forever.
Yep.
You know those stupid lifesaver?
Yeah.
The strawberry lifesavers.
Yeah. The swirl ones? Or
yeah.
Yeah.
We have them.
There you go.
People are like, I haven't seen these in years.
Well, I even saw you have Pez dispensers.
Yes, we do. I didn't know Pez, but there's something unique about Pez where they go around collecting meats.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
So
there's a whole movie built about it.
It's kind of cool. So we carry some of that stuff, but we'll also be getting into the Christmas season. So fresh turkeys. If you're looking for a fresh turkey, let's get them ordered up because right now I have to get these birds going and get them in the freezer. And that's going to determine, well, not necessarily the freezer. I have to have them ready to pick up the week of Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So they won't be frozen. They'll be fresh.
Right.
So we need to make sure that you guys get them in because I only have access to so many.
All
right. And then right after that, we'll be going right into our Christmas trees. So this is a year-round market.
Yep.
This is where you're going to be able to get all that stuff year-round, and it's always changing. If you meet somebody that's been in here, one of the biggest things they say is when they come in here, there's something new every time.
And they never know what to inspect. I think we have, 60 different brat flavors that we rotate in and out. So it's always something. They're always excited to see which kinds are in the cases.
Or when the guys get creative in the back, and right now I think we got groundhogs and armadillos in the case. And it's where they just took some meat and they made them look like an armadillo.
Oh, I thought you meant real armadillo.
No! No, we didn't go to Texas to get them.
Well, there you go. So come up to Owens Fresh Meat Market, south side of Leesburg. Meet Mark and Christy. Meet Elmer. And check out an armadillo.
don't forget our bounce house. We'll have
a bounce house too
on Saturday too. We'll have bounce houses. I forgot about that.
Yep, come check them out Saturday, September 14th, from 9 o'clock to 3 o'clock. Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.